The Lord, I trust in his word. With him there is kindness and plenteous redemption. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet none of them was cleansed but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town had been built, to haul him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, at times we ask the question, how does God speak to us? And I have repeatedly said it, that when we go to church and the readings are being read, that is God speaking to us directly. In the first reading, we heard the story of Naaman, how he was healed. In this story, initially, Naaman did not want to do what the prophet told him, because he was expecting God to come in an extraordinary way. He expected the prophet to perform some signs to prove to him that, yay, now this is God. But it didn't happen that way. The prophet told him, just go and dip yourself 7 times. Just go and do it. Initially, he refused, but when he did it, he was completely cleansed. You know, at times, this happens to us. We expect that, oh, something extraordinary has to happen before we believe. My dear friends, God is with us. If only we can recognize him in our lives. On the 4th of April, we'll be having 24 hours adoration of the Holy Eucharist. We will put out Jesus on this altar, and he will be here for 24 hours, starting from 4th to 5th. This is an opportunity for us. This is another opportunity when we have to bring our problems to Him. What we need to do is to sign up and make sure we accompany Jesus and make sure we do not keep Him here without no one praying. We cannot abandon Him in the church and we go to sleep. Bring your problems to Jesus. And I bet you, if you do that, you will experience God's blessings. This is the first time it's going to happen in this Pasadena. So let us avail ourselves of this opportunity. Let us make sure that we accompany Him. And I am assuring you, there will be a tremendous change in our lives if we are able to accompany Him. In the Gospel of today, Jesus was angry with the people because they could not believe Him. Because they were expecting that a Messiah will be someone extraordinary. That was why he exclaimed that a prophet is never accepted in his native land. You know, at times we think that we don't feel anything when we come to church or when we receive the Holy Eucharist. It is because we do not believe in what we do. But if we believe in what we do, in what we receive, I bet you, the difference will be very clear. So I want to urge all of us this morning, let us have a renewal and begin to appreciate God by giving us His Son who is with us every day, who speaks to us every day. If we are able to accept His message and put them into actions, we will experience God's goodness in an extraordinary way. So let us put this in mind as we continue our celebration of the Holy Mass.